With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In poll after poll, the economy appears as a top-of-mind issue among Americans. In last night's presidential debate, Kamala Harris talked about it.
I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy.
But former President Trump says it's Harris who helped derail the economy in the first place, in part through massive government spending.
We've had a terrible economy because inflation has, which is really known as a country buster, it breaks up countries. We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before, probably the worst in our nation's history.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Philadelphia says Mr. Trump created quite a stir post-debate.
Donald Trump sparked a frenzy when he showed up unexpectedly here inside the media workspace about 45 minutes after the debate ended. In a wild dash, hundreds of reporters rushed to surround the former president, who answered several questions. Earlier, he complained about ABC's moderators, writing online that it was his best debate ever, especially since it was 3-on-1.
It was 23 years ago today, the unimaginable horror of the 9/11 terror attacks. And today, as is the case on every September 11th, a solemn ceremony at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. The names of the 2,983 people who died will be read aloud. A measure undoing Missouri's near-total abortion ban will appear on the ballot in November, so says the Missouri Supreme Court. Hurricane Francine barreling toward the Louisiana coast. Landfall expected this afternoon or this evening. The Category 1 hurricane could produce a life-threatening storm surge. Wall Street Dow futures down 199. NASDAQ futures off 88 points. This is SRN News. West Virginia considers assisted suicide.
A growing number of states are embracing the practice, but in the Mountaineer state, voters will consider a constitutional ban in November. If the amendment is approved, it would make West Virginia the first state to formally bar a doctor from helping an individual take his own life in the Constitution. Pro-life advocates hope the ban passes. They point out that a so-called right to die can quickly become a duty to die, adversely impacting the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Kamala Harris's record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging that she will continue to do so if elected president. Walz, a Democratic vice presidential nominee, says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. Democrats are counting on LGBT Americans to turn out in large numbers for Harris on Election Day. SRN News. Another death under investigation at Grand Canyon National Park.
Park officials say that 59-year-old Patrick Horton of Salida, Colorado, was on the 10th day of a non-commercial river trip along the Colorado River and was discovered dead by members of his party Saturday. The National Park Service is conducting an investigation of Horton's death in coordination with the Coconino County Medical Examiner's Office. Horton, believed to be the seventh person to die at the canyon since late July and the 15th this year. Park officials say there are usually about 10 to 15 deaths per year. John Scott reporting.
In Kentucky, the manhunt for accused I-75 gunman Joseph Couch continues. 32-year-old allegedly fired at passing vehicles on the interstate near London, Kentucky last weekend, injuring five. Authorities suspect Couch hiding out somewhere in the area of the Daniel Boone National Forest. Very rugged terrain. More details at SRNNews.com.